Have you been wanting to bring your home games to the next level? Maybe you're looking for the perfect holiday gift for the TTRPG-loving person in your life. Well, during the Hero Forge Black Friday sale, you can get savings as big as the stories you tell. Maybe you're a DM and you want to gift something physical to your players of their player characters in your campaign. Or maybe you're a player and you want to give the gift of an NPC in the form of a miniature. You can save 20% on physical miniatures and accessories, such as their iconic color plastic miniatures, their new, super cute custom acrylic keychains, or their 3D printed custom dice, as well as 50% on digital miniatures and STL files. The sale ends December 1st, so don't delay! Restrictions apply. Head to heroforge.com/sale for more details.
Petey, you are under the water, and as you try to rise to the surface, your body freezes as if it is afraid. You look into the distance and you see a black figure swimming towards you. You can't make out what it is, but you see these grinning yellow teeth. It makes your insides curl and your body wish it wasn't there right now. And as it gets closer, you notice its eyes, a deep, dark red, and this thing seems to be excited. It's excited to be here. It's excited that you're in the water. It's excited to play with you. But play in a way that is only fun for it. Petey, this fear in your body, this figure that gets closer and closer, all of these details make you realize, as clear as day, you are staring down the barrel of a hell whale.
God damn it, Captain, you said we had time! And I'm gonna run downstairs and immediately start pulling up as many, like, harpoons and things as we can. Because, like, we weren't ready. I'm gonna try to get us ready.
Mm-hmm.
Petey, the waves take you under and push you down, and as you open your eyes underwater, you see approaching you a blackish, disgusting, demonic figure. A figure that you've never seen before, but you can only assume to be because of its gargantuan size, its yellow teeth, its pitch red eyes.
Yes, pitch red.
It opens its mouth, and through the water, you hear the cacophony of souls directed right at you. We have now entered the hell whale.
Fuck this whale.
Enter the hell whale.
Fuck this whale.
Yeah.
We are now doing the hell whale encounter, which is sick. But also on top of that, someone has fallen overboard, which mechanically has its own thing.
Oh,
so you'll be dealing with this hell whale while also trying to get Petey out of the Stygian Sea.
Goddamn.
So let me explain the falling overboard mechanic first, just so we're all aware of it.
Okay.
So
sorry,
we can decide,
guys.
We gotta decide whether or not it's worth it to save Petey.
Yeah.
Or
I mean,
you, just,
you can leave him and he'll die.
Just to say, toss me a harpoon and maybe from the ocean I will have a better angle.
This is a physical knot that the number of knots required is based on the total number of active player characters, including the guide. So because there are four of us, you need to use four souls to solve this knot.
God damn it, Petey.
If not, the whaler is lost.
I blame the captain.
Is there a time limit on that? Or we just have to choose whether or not to do it, essentially?
we just leave him floating for a little bit?
There's no time limit. I'll say because we're doing it concurrently with the hell whale encounter, there's no time limit on it. You can either choose to act against the hell whale or act to save Petey. Those are your two options.
Okay.
So the hell whales will be attacking you. Petey, you can't act to hurt the hell whale.
Cool. Okay. That makes sense.
And I think every time it goes around in the full... This is
tough because the hell whale encounter is a fucked up little encounter. But I think every time it goes around a full like character's turn, I'm going to mark one on the claimed track.
Gotcha.
And if the claim track gets full, I will say that PD dies. Okay.
Okay.
But you'll also be able to act with Bjorn. Bjorn is fully there watching the entire thing and was just like, I'm going to eat my little rice cakes, rye things, and just hang out because this is too stressful.
Thank you, Bjorn.
So that is the falling overboard mechanic.
Okay, cool.
For the hell whale encounter, you're fighting this whale. Crazy. It's a hell whale. You have weapon stores on the ship. You have 20 harpoons that you have on the ship to try and kill this whale with. If you hit the whale 13 times with harpoons, you effectively have killed the whale.
Okay.
The whale has three tables it'll be rolling on. Each table does something different from the last. Basically, if on the first table, on every table, the hell whale will advance to the next one if it rolls a 6. If you roll other numbers, there are other consequences. Some of them are good. Most of them are bad.
And I'm guessing the later tables get like way better and easier for us and make the game more easier to win.
That feels right.
Yeah, totally, Brian. Yeah, totally. That feels right. Yeah, of course.
That feels in line with the rules of hell.
The tables do like different things. Like, I think the first table is real... Dude, shut up. Sorry. There's, like, the first table is more attacking the ship's seaworthiness, so, like, you want to be careful with that. The next table is, like, attacking more of the crew.
Sure.
And then the final table is a little bit of both.
Is spearing the whale, does that use like the weapon resource, or do we have to use a soul
to also do that?
Oh.
You do not need to use your souls to throw a weapon.
Okay, so we don't always need to be using strong moves.
Exactly. You have 20 units of like the harpoons. Once they're out, you're out of harpoons.
Gotcha.
You have to figure something out from there.
Can we whittle more?
No.
Can we pull them out and then re-stab?
Ooh, if you find a way to flavor that in, hell yeah, I'd let that happen.
Ah, leave Petey in the water.
But I will mm-hmm. also like set the scene. Let's just reestablish the scene so you all are aware of what's happening. Your ship is like docked up against this like old, decrepit like arc of a ship. Like it is looks like a skeletal. It looks like there's like shit growing on it that's just disgusting. Like flowers with like... freaking claws and whatnot.
Hell
it's very dark. Looks like nothing has lived there for a while, but it exists. Your captain has kind of pulled up right next to it as if it was like she was trying to board that ship. You have 20 weapon stores on your own ship. It's the you three, Bjorn and the captain, and the whale is still pretty far away, so you'll have like a moment to like prepare.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your ship is docked up against this like decrepit old skeletal ship. Very old, very spooky.
Spooky.
Matthias, you are downstairs collecting the harpoons. Lakshmi, you are kind of like...
I'm hanging off the side.
Cliff hanging off the boat to try and pull Petey in.
I'm like kind of using the same rope and system that Petey was using to...
for the barnacles.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, you're still cool. There's a life preserver out there, Petey, so you can, like, the captain and Matthias throw that out to you. You're kind of... You're in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Captain is just yelling, Petey, get back on the ship! Bjorn is a little bit high. That is the scene that is currently happening.
Good for Bjorn.
The hell whale screeches. You all hear this, and you all feel terror in this moment. Petey.
Yeah.
The sound overcomes you. You black out for a second. What do you see in this moment? What terrifies you the most?
Oh, man. Petey, I think, is having one of those, you know, you see your life flash before your eyes moments where it's like rapid fire micro scenes.
Mm.
But it's very much a combination of it's like a low light reel of his life. Of like all of just like the worst moments.
A low light reel.
Of him being an asshole and not being there for people who needed him and being rude and being bitchy and like just all of these things. But also it's the horror of the fact that, like, you know, his wife remarries and his kids have an amazing step parent, and his coworkers didn't care that he was gone, and your business went on without him. And it's just this rapid fire flash of him being terrible. And also, when he was gone, it was fine.
Can just to clarify, is he seeing the memories of other people being happy that he's gone?
I think he's imagining, like, with his guilt, he assumes that, like, his wife found someone so much better. And as wonderful as that is, it also is deeply upsetting to him. And the fact that he's like, my coworkers aren't going to care that I'm not there. Mm. They're just going to reassign the work, because whenever that guy left or that guy left, like, we didn't give a shit. He was replaceable. So it's him. It's like his worst nightmare of what happened when he was gone, combined with all of the terrible things he did to deserve to be here.
Yeah, he sees all of that. And this is hell. Who's to say if that's real or not? As you come to, gasping for air, what are y'all doing? What do you do in this moment before the whale strikes?
Can Petey do strong moves to get himself out of the water?
Do you have a soul?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I am going to do a strong move to ask myself what I need. And being in panic, fight, or flight, it's like, I need something to hold on to. And I happen to see Lakshmi's belt rope. So I'm going to grab onto the belt rope.
Yay!
Thank you, Lakshmi!
Matthias is going to come back up from the weapon source, like a bunch of harpoons cradled in his arms, and he's going to kind of like quickly toss them around the ship and is going to scream out to everyone, just be like, we got to get Petey first. We need everyone on deck. We're not going to be able to do this with one man down. Let's get everybody on deck, then let's fight this thing. And I'm going to spend a soul to do a strong move to divine an inspired path. And I'm going to try to basically, like, I am going to fully take command and just start directing people what to do. I'm like, Lakshmi, get down there as close as you can. Bjorn, get over there. I need you to anchor this cord. We got to make sure Lakshmi doesn't go in the drink as well. We can't lose two people. Captain, get down there.
Incredible move.
Can I throw a harpoon as well?
No.
Okay.
nice try.
Just making sure. Just making sure.
I'll knock a knot off of the PD's physical thing. I think as you say this, the captain looks at you like, who the fuck? Goes, Bjorn, take the harpoon, strike the whale. And then goes, PD made his choice. And the captain takes the harpoon, tosses it at the whale, strikes, and you hear the whale yell out in pain. And Captain goes, I've come for what it's stolen from me. As Captain marks one. And then Captain Aki looks at Lakshmi and says, Lakshmi, strike the whale. Leave Petey.
Oh, fuck.
Lakshmi, we need all the hands we can get. Get Petey back up here.
You're not the captain, Matthias.
You're not a captain either. You're just a person barking orders with a ship. So if you're not going to help, you better be fucking killing that whale.
We'll have a word after the
war. No, we won't.
Oh, shit.
Do your job.
Matthias grabs you again. I will not fight my crew while we are fighting the whale, and pushes you away. Says, you're lucky you're not in Petey's position right now, because I'd leave you there.
Yeah, same to you. I'm going to toss the captain a harpoon. Say, now go to work.
Jesus.
Damn, Brian. Lakshmi, what are you going to do? And Brian, take a soul for that, by the way.
This argument that's going up, I think you kind of see it from Lakshmi's point of view, as she kind of looks at one, at the captain and at Matthias, and just kind of goes, fuck! And is going to spend, I'm going to spend a soul to know your worth. And I'm going to interpret this as Lakshmi is like, I'm not some fucking pawn for the two of you to play around with, all right? And Lakshmi's going to try and... I can't do both, like we've established mechanically, but I think Lakshmi's going to take the belt, like rope, like the that Petey has grabbed onto, is going to tie it or secure it to the little, like, you know, the thing that cleaning the barnacles on. Presumably it was like a plank of wood or something. You know, you're holding onto it so you can clean sturdy. I'm thinking like a window washer thing.
Yeah, I think it was like a sling on ropes that you could, like, it was a pulley sling, that you could, like, pull up and down. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I want to secure it on there and then give it like a tug to tell Petey, you know, like, I'm just going to yell, like, pull yourself up, bud, you're secure. And then I'm going to run up the rope to get back onto deck. So I am going to spend that's me spending the soul to help Petey.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So we've checked off three, right?
Yeah. But I'm, like, running back up to then immediately get back into harpooning. I'm trying to skirt, narratively, I'm trying to skirt both. That luxury is like, no, I'm not following either. I'm technically following both of your orders, but because I want to.
So are you like wasting a harpoon, like faking as if you're going to, like, do the harpoon thing, but actually spending a soul to help Petey?
Ooh, horrible. Oh, no. You know what it is? I actually like the idea that, because one of my weak moves is hold back to save a resource. And so I think, like, I'm going to take a little longer to get up the rope, to be like, aye, aye, Captain. And then, like, kind of hold back to be like, well, like, I don't want to spend one of these just yet.
Don't got a good shot yet.
Take your soul, you little piece of shit.
Luxury's trying to get it all. That's the thing. The soul that I spent was Know Your Worth, and I think I'm really being like, okay, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're trying to trick the captain into, like yeah, you helped Petey despite captain saying leave Petey.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Harpoon. Roll a d6 to see if you can fool the captain.
No, wait a minute. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was a 3.
Cool.
Ah, is that good?
I'm not gonna tell you if that's good or bad.
I'd have to imagine it's good. It's the best number.
It's Lakshmi's favorite number, so
it's my favorite number, Shanook.
As you're coming up, Captain grabs you, pulls you up, and, like, tosses you towards, like, the harpoons. Brian.
Yeah.
You gave Bjorn an order. Roll me a d6 to see if Bjorn listens to you or the captain. And I'll let you choose. Do you want it to be 1 through 3 and Bjorn listens to you, or 4 through 6 and Bjorn listens to you?
Can I make you
a little offer? Sure. What?
Classic what? Brian move.
Could I wanna make sure this works. I want Bjorn on my side.
Sure.
Could I up the odds by 1 per additional soul I spend?
Wow.
You can up the odds if you spend 2 souls per number.
Oh. 2 souls per number? That's so steep.
That's a hefty price, Brian.
You're asking to move the odds of hell, my friend.
I guess that's fair when you put it like that.
Orion would never.
And give me some flavor as to why Bjorn would listen to you more than the captain. What in your past together, or what about you makes Bjorn want to listen?
The 2 strong moves that I'm doing with this are avoiding a wicked temptation, and I'm asking what is right. And I'm going to pull up to Bjorn and just be like, Bjorn, listen to me. All you need to worry about is the end goal here. The captain is not in her right mind. She's been down here for far too long. We all want to get out of here. And the best way to do that is to have every man aboard this ship, every set of hands, throwing harpoons at this hell whale. We can't panic. If we panic, we will die here. I'm just asking you what is right. What is right is to save everyone we can. Listen, Petey's a fuck up, but doesn't deserve to be down here forever. So help me out. I'm not doing this out of anger. This is not wrath. This is logic, okay?
Bjorn looks at you and says, Matthias, I am so high right now.
You fucking asshole.
Roll me your... Well, which numbers are you taking?
I'll take 1, 2, 3, 4.
You can also... I'll even let you switch it up. You want to take, like, specific numbers on the dice. And,
get weird with it.
If you want to get weird with it.
Sure, I'll do the edges. I'll do 1, 2, 5, 6.
Cool.
I should have kept with 1, 2, 3, 4!
I knew the second I did it that it was going to change.
yeah, but it's always more fun to do the
what
weird
did you,
one.
What did you roll, my friend?
I rolled a 3, and then it flung off the table.
But that's 2 threes. Lock
that's
me
a
wins.
Second 3.
God, it's waste of fucking 2 fucking souls. God,
how
damn
many,
it.
Can give me a, how many souls does everyone have?
I have 1.
I got 2.
Petey has 4. Petey's loaded.
Petey keeps throwing himself off the fucking brig. It's a lot.
As Bjorn looks at you, Matthias, and you whisper these words of the captain's not in their right mind, Bjorn kind of pulls you in and goes, I am very high, but the captain was exactly like this the last time, and she almost killed the whale. And brother, Petey made his choice. I'm getting the hell out of here. Grabs a harpoon, tosses it at the whale, strikes it to mark another notch on the whale.
Got 2 marks on the whale?
Got 2 marks on the whale.
Keyword is almost, Bjorn, almost.
We're gonna do it. I have a good feeling.
Counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but not in hell whalers, my guy.
Yeah, but how much devil grass have you had today, Matthias? Because that helps.
Oh, god damn it, Bjorn.
Great. It is the whale's turn.
No.
Who would like to roll?
I think Lakshmi's got to get another 3.
I was going to put Petey because Petey's the worst bit of trouble. Because
Petey's looking at the whale.
I will say the worst number to roll is a 4.
Okay.
The best one is a 1.
Okay.
6 is bad also. 4 and 6 are terrible.
Okay.
The other ones, you can
the other ones are bad. 1 is vaguely okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Petey's rolling?
Yeah, roll.
All right, ready?
What did you roll?
I rolled a 4. Oh, no! Petey's pissing himself in the ocean. He is scared.
That's fine. You
shitless.
Can piss in the ocean. Petey, I am wasting so much of my stuff on you.
Get your shit together, man.
Petey's not getting his shit together.
What does a 4 mean?
4 means the whale dives, threatening to drag the ship under. Petey, the whale is massive. It is disgusting. It is demonic. It smiles at you and says, your soul will soon be mine. And as it does, it jumps up, and you see it for the first time. Everyone sees it. And its massive body, covered in black ichor, it drips, it smiles with its yellow teeth wide.
Teeth?
It looks like it's rotting from all angles. It's covered in, like, green soot-type grime. It looks at all of you, and you hear, kind of in your minds, it goes, hello, my loves. As it dives, its tail kind of like, you know, like a Mr. Elastic?
Yeah.
Its tail wraps around your boat like that and starts to dive under the water as it tries to pull your boat down. The captain quickly yells, it's doing it again! Quickly, put the anchor into the other ship! As the captain commands you all to put the anchor into the boat that it's docked up against.
Oh my god, is that the captain's old ship?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yes.
The captain commands you all to do this. Your ship has, the whale's tail wraps around. It kind of crunches your ship a little bit. Pieces of it start to, like, you see the wood kind of fly out. Water starts to enter the ship. Your ship takes 2 marks on the wrecked track.
Oh, shit.
So you are once again at WREC.
Wreck. And is this a knot that we're going to have to deal with?
Ooh, Brian, it is.
No.
It's a knot. It's a physical knot. You need to, or a devil, whatever. It's a whale knot, actually. it requires 3 souls to get rid of this.
3 souls?
3 souls. It's back around to your turns. Because it's back around and Petey's still in the water, you take 1 mark on the claimed track.
Oh, God damn it. We're in trouble, folks.
But Petey's 1 soul away.
One soul away from being saved.
Yeah, we're going to get Petey back up.
And Captain
kind of looks to you with eyes and says, I've been here before. Listen to me. There are more supplies on the other ship. Go in there and get them.
Petey can spend a soul to save himself. If you cool. guys want to focus on another thing. Petey is going to spend a soul, do a strong move to accept your mistakes and recognize that perhaps throwing himself overboard wasn't the best way to deal with tension. It's just that he doesn't know how to deal with things like that.
You know, Abby, sometimes being a chaos monster isn't worth it.
This is what I'm learning. And he's going to, in what is actually kind of cool, except that nobody is looking at him or there to see it because there's bigger problems afoot, of, like, grab onto the rope and anchor his feet on the ship and, like, sort of run up the side of the ship using the rope to pull himself up and leap back over the side of the ship and mentally sort of get his bearings of wanting to get a harpoon, but I believe that's all he can do.
Rock on, Petey's back on the ship.
I'm back!
That's cool.
That knot is complete. Way to go.
Matthias is going to see that and grab a harpoon and run over to the side and is going to look at the captain and be like, all I'm saying is we needed everyone aboard the ship. We've got everyone aboard the ship. Let's work together. We're not enemies here. We're just we're at the same purpose, okay?
Then say it.
Say what?
Looks at you, pulls you in. Say, I'm the captain. I'm the captain. There's not two captains of a ship. There's one. It's me.
You're a captain, but you're not a very good leader. I'm going to push her off, and I'm going to leap off of the ship, tossing a harpoon down into the whale and going for the other ship. My hope is to get rid of a section of the knot by spending my last soul to a divine and inspired path.
Oh.
Wow, you're asking to do a twofer. You want to get rid of the knot and also
harpoon
the whale brine.
Wow, that's
what you're
greedy,
asking to do.
You know?
Seems totally reasonable.
Greedy little pig boy.
Seems like you've got some greed.
Listen,
greedy
Brian,
little big boy.
Listen, Brian, I'm no chump. I'm no chump. If you were in my chair, you would make me suffer for this in some way, shape, or form.
I'm pretty nice.
You would not be kind to me if I asked for this kind of bullshit.
I think I'm pretty lenient.
Brian loves a negotiation.
Pretty lenient.
Brian Voldemort Larry.
You wanna make it interesting?
Please.
What are you willing to bet,
oh
Paige?
We can kind of double or nothing it here. 1 through 3, I get everything I want. 4 through 6, I get nothing I want.
Oh! And you still have to spend the soul?
Soul's gone. Soul is spent. And harpoon is thrown. 1 through 3, I get to knock off one from the knot, and a harpoon goes in. Otherwise, I land on the other boat.
It's a deal. If you fail, another mark on the claim track.
Oh!
Fun.
You hit a PD with the harpoon.
That sounds good to me.
Go for it.
1 through 3 is I get everything I want. 4 through 6 is we forget about that and roll again.
Go
and
for
you
the
don't
want
to change the edges or
no,
anything.
I'm not changing anything. 1 through 3, go.
All right.
Fuck! It's gotta be a 4.
It's a
Should have done the
four.
Edges. Oh, never mind. You're good.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I love this. Oh, I love this so
that
much.
That so wasn't fucking worth it. Okay. Well, Matthias is going to leap and the harpoon flies wide or like ricochets off of the whale, and he's going to land on the bows of this other ship, and immediately, because this ship is like decaying, is going to land on what he thought was solid ground and is just destroyed and splintered wood, and is going to fall through deep into the bowels of the ship.
Taking
marking one on the claim track.
I love that you're a GM, Brian, because that is exactly what I was going to do. You fall through this ship. It is somehow darker than hell in here. You're pitch black. You feel the bones of creatures that you have never met or can visualize or see. It's decrepit. And as you fall, you breathe in whatever's in the air. And you see something from your past.
The one thing that you wish you could see again, what is that?
I think the thing that Matthias hasn't been able to see is something that you wouldn't have thought of as being something you'd miss, but because hell is so dark and just pitch black, there's like kind of glows that we have, but we're kind of always stumbling through the darkness. You never get to see the horizon. There is no horizon line. There's not looking towards the future. There's not an expanse that you can see where you're going. You're just stumbling ahead in the dark. And I think the thing that he remembers most is the light that crests over a hill as you're like driving on your way home, and your house, you know, kind of just starts rising into view in the distance. And I think that's what he thinks heaven looks like, is a home coming into view after a long day's work. And at no point in hell has he ever gotten that sense of approaching something good. You are always just stumbling in the dark, not knowing if you are ever going to find anything.
Hell is a hopeless place, indeed.
Pocket Bard is a free audio app that helps game masters weave immersive sound into their games. Pocket Bard's design is intuitive and simple to use, but I don't want to just say that. I want to prove it to you here and now. So the rest of this ad you're going to hear is going to be live and uncut while I am actively using the Pocket Bard app. So to start, let's set the scene. Imagine your party has entered a new location, a small town. With just one click, we hear that ambience coming in, but maybe I want to augment the sound of that town a little bit. Maybe the crowd is a bit bigger than what we're hearing here. With just one click, I can add more crowd in. Maybe all of a sudden the skies begin to slightly darken and a rain begins. We can hear that rain start over here. Maybe that rain gets a little bit heavier. Maybe the skies darken even more and we hear thunder and wind whipping around behind us. And all of a sudden, the air drops, the temperature drops, everything feels a little bit more intense as all of a sudden you get to say those three magic words as a game master: roll for initiative. And with just one click, that combat music comes in. We can increase or decrease the intensity with the intensity slider, and there are even one-shot sounds that you can use, like the town bell tolling in the background, letting the town know they're under attack. Maybe your ranger is drawing their bow and firing an arrow, and maybe your spellcasters are slinging spells left and right. The whole time you are doing this with just little clicks on your phone, it is incredibly easy to use and very intuitive. It's something I could actually use in my home game to make my sessions more immersive and exciting. So if you want to learn more about Pocket Bard, you can search for it in the App Store or by visiting pocketbard.app.
RPG Major is an actual play like no other.
Welcome to Snapdragon Landscaping and Investigation.
I know you guys handle mysteries that are non-standard.
I think that one of my coworkers is a changeling.
I was conjured. I am the Pirate King Fabio from the books.
You're not asking the questions that normal people ask.
Can I do a quick check to figure out if this man is a ghost and doesn't know it?
Sure. I'm gonna need a discipline check.
Oh no, oh no!
Give me a... Actually, if your song about this is good enough, it'll just happen. So make it a good one.
Cause it's not just magic trick. It's ritual instead.
That's right. It's a musical, but all the songs are made up on the spot.
You're not lying to me.
You've seen me try to lie.
Now raise your voice and take your place in this world.
I never wanted to hate you. I never wanted you to be gone. You have to understand that I don't know how much I can even trust you right now. Do you know why I even came here today?
I lost you.
Mystery, storytelling with heart, and new songs every week. Subscribe to RPG Major.
Have you been wanting to bring your home games to the next level? Maybe you're looking for the perfect holiday gift for the TTRPG-loving person in your life. Well, during the Hero Forge Black Friday sale, you can get savings as big as the stories you tell. Maybe you're a DM and you want to gift something physical to your players of their player characters in your campaign. Or maybe you're a player and you want to give the gift of an NPC in the form of a miniature. You can save 20% on physical miniatures and accessories, such as their iconic color plastic miniatures, their new, super cute custom acrylic keychains, or their 3D printed custom dice, as well as 50% on digital miniatures and STL files. The sale ends December 1st, so don't delay! Restrictions apply. Head to heroforge.com/sale for more details.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people, the dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest, familiar with death. As they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task, slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy, being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to tales yet told wherever you get your podcasts.
As you come out of this vision of the last horizon you've seen, you feel around and there are several boxes of repair supplies down here. Lakshmi, what do you do? If you don't get rid of the whale dragging you down, you will take another mark on the track for seaworthiness.
And just currently, we haven't marked any souls on that, right?
You haven't marked anything on it, no.
Right. Okay. And we are at Wreck C, right?
Or did we have W-R-E-C right now?
Yeah, you're at Wreck. Yeah.
We're at C. Okay.
Yeah, three more marks and your ship is destroyed.
Is there anything in particular that the captain is telling us to grab from the other...
The captain told you to throw your anchor onto the, like, through the other ship to kind of, like, anchor yourself to it to make it harder for the whale to drag you down.
I also just want to call out, I did technically follow the captain's orders by calling them captains, so I'm going to take a...
Fine. I've made you suffer enough. Take your soul. There's, like, a certain point with you, Brian, where it's like, yeah, shut up and take whatever you want. Shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Leave me alone.
It's like, called winning, my guy. That's perseverance. This is the grind set, baby. This is the TTRPG grind set.
If you negotiate enough, you just get.
Brian hears token economy and only really hears economy. You know?
So gotta grind away for the tokens. Gotta grind.
So accurate.
Sorry, Biddy, please.
No, I think that's good, because the strong move, I think that makes the most sense, is keep your eyes on the prize, is what Lakshmi is using to deal with this. And we'll take a soul back, because I'm following the captain's orders.
You are.
But it's going to spend it to for this not to, I think, again, not acknowledging anybody, not going an aye-aye, captain, not anything, just hears, like, this is a fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
And goes, I'm not fucking dying. That sounds smart. And then, like, runs after and goes, all right, cool. And I think it's going to try and throw the anchor.
Yeah. Do you throw the anchor kind of like where Matthias fell through or in a different place?
Ooh, fun. I think in this series of events, Lakshmi is in Lakshmi's like a act quick person, so probably was doing this as that whole thing was happening. So I'm actually very happy to be like, I don't know, what do we think is more fun? Is like, does Lakshmi throw an anchor and then Nathanias falls through and there's like
It could also be because the anchor hits, it makes it worse for Matthias of like...
It makes it worse.
Yeah.
Matthias lands perfectly fine and then the anchor goes through and goes, ah!
Yeah.
I think that's... I think
it makes Matthias fall even deeper. Yeah, Matthias, you're at like the bottom of the ship.
Yeah.
I imagine there's like a brief, like you hear the creak and you're like, oh, thank God. Crash.
Yeah.
And then it's like, ah!
Yeah, there's like Matthias falling, lands, huh, and then like you hear the chain of the anchor coming down, and you're like, what? And like you like move your legs out of the way because it was going to crush your crotch, and then go through, and you fall with it.
We get some
go down to the bottom layers.
Very Looney Tune.
And then lands at the bottom, the anchor stays on the ship where you are now, Matthias. Incredible. Yeah, you took a soul for that. Great job. That's one mark on this knot. Bjorn and the captain are going to secure the ship with like ropes and knots to like tie it to the other ship. So you're fully secure. The whale's tail realizes he can't pull the ship down any longer. Let's go. And he's going to make another pass.
So they're finishing off the knot. Okay. So we didn't get any, harpoons in the whale this turn, but we did clear both of our knots, which ain't bad.
Not bad.
Amen. That was only a two knot. That was only a
and
two soul knot.
Brian, you did find supplies. I will tell you this, Brian. It is 15 extra units of whatever supplies you want. You could make it weapons or repair. You could make it a mix of both, but you can decide that whenever you want. But it's the whale's turn.
No.
All right, I'm not rolling it.
I'm not rolling it.
Lakshmi, that's got to be you.
I'll roll it.
I'm not having a good time
babies.
With the dice today.
That's fine. What number am I looking for again? We want to roll
you want
one.
One is the best.
We want a one. So do it.
I got a two.
Okay, not terrible. The whale is zigzagging. Your harpoons just won't hit it this round.
Oh, right. It's the fucking zigzag.
It's zigzagging.
That's fine. We can take all of our time to, you know, farm tokens and repair the ship.
Farm tokens.
You have a quick round before the whale comes back. You want to give me some... What are you doing to either repair the ship or get a quick soul? Let me know.
I think this just feels like a good time for my weak move, hold back to save a resource, is potentially it's like, maybe like as that die roll triggers and the whale moves down, like Lakshmi tosses the anchor, grabs a harpoon, is about to throw it, and then like you see her kind of like do almost like a mental calculation. I actually imagine she probably switches her eye patch and then like puts it down and then like runs to go do something else.
Yeah,
to go help with something.
Get a little soul, tie some more rope to the other ship, secure yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
Abby, what do you do?
Petey is going to do a weak move to get a soul and take the blame. He feels responsible for this whale zigzagging because him not being in the ocean anymore maybe isn't like the lure that he was. And so from the ship, he's going to be like, I'm sorry, guys. I think the whale's going to go away because it wasn't... I'm not going to jump in the water again because that was bad. Crap. And he's also realizing that, like, kind of nobody's listening to him.
Yeah, no one's listening.
He's sort of scooting together some of the harpoons.
But this is for you.
This is for me.
You're saying it to yourself. Yeah,
taking the blame. I'm writing a confession in my little notebook.
If I bring back repair supplies, can both me and Petey do a repair? Or is Petey getting a soul, like, their turn?
Getting a soul is their turn.
Okay. Then I'm going to bring
back...
But
you can ask Bjorn to help you.
Oh, yeah. Can I hook up with Bjorn? I shout out to Bjorn. I'm like, Bjorn, get down here! And start tossing over a bunch of the repair supplies.
Got it.
Oh, yep, and I'm going to have both of us repair one of the wrecks.
Yeah.
So we're spending... If there were 15 of them, we're spending 10 to do repairs.
Okay. Just so you know, the claimed track, you have everything but the D.
Wait, what?
I have us at CLAI.
You no. You started with two.
We started with two.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, we've been taking some claims.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Then I'll...
Maybe a one and one?
Yeah, I think let's do a one and one. I'll focus on... I'll have... Because Bjorn is high, I'll have Bjorn focus on the ship, and I'm going to go around and just, as quick as I can, like, bandage up Petey, bandage up the captain, and just try to... get us and also like kind of anchor us to the ship a little bit better.
Yeah.
So that we take one away from the claimed.
I'm so sorry, Matthias.
It's fine, Petey. It's not your fault. Which means I take a token.
As you bandage the captain looks at you, Matthias, and says, "You have a good heart, Matthias, but you need to trust me if we're going to beat this whale. I know you don't deserve to be here, but God fucking trust me to be a captain right now." And you get a soul for the captain reaffirming your moral compass.
Oh, no, the captain gets a soul.
Oh, hell yeah, captain gets a soul.
But I will...
Which you can collect, because...
Well, no, but I'll turn to the captain, I'll go, "Fine, just don't fuck me on this."
You get a soul for listening to
the captain. I get a soul for listening to the captain.
There you go.
Incredible. Okay, y'all are stocked up on souls. You are welcome. I'm a generous GM.
You are.
So now it's the whale's turn again?
It's the whale's turn, and Brian, it is your turn to roll for the whale. You want a one, you don't want a six or a four.
A five?
Okay.
Not great, not terrible.
Aww.
The whale circles back around, and you see it kind of breach the water, and you see it spout what the Stygian Sea contains. And as it does, instead of like hearing like, you know, when a whale spouts water or a dolphin, like it has that little spout sound, it sounds like electricity kind of like shooting out of a socket or something. It is not a natural sound. And as it does, it rushes the ship, like hits the hull, and you just take one mark to your seaworthiness.
Okay, oh. So we're straight back to WREC. But I mean,
yeah,
hey.
But there's no knots. There's no knots.
Oh, no knots?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's no knots.
We got,
okay.
Y'all, we got a whole fucking turn of harpoons. This is harpoons all around. That's five harpoons.
Harpoon City.
I guess if one of us wants to try to repair the ship a little bit, we could. But...
Nope.
Captain yells, "Strike the whale!"
Aye, aye, Captain! Again. And I take a token.
I take a token.
I take one too!
Hell yeah. I'm chucking.
Great. Four, Lakshmi.
I'm chucking.
Five, PD also chucking.
Yeah.
Six, Bjorn is seven. Captain is eight.
Ooh, wow.
I think this is the moment where we're like, for a second, all in sync. I think we just like, there was no problems for a second. And it's like, okay, great. This crew works really well when there's no stress. when there's no strife, everything's fine. The second we have any kind of knot or outside force, we fall the fuck apart.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But we had a turn where nothing was happening and we got to just chuck five spears. I fucking love it.
Lakshmi, the whale's attacking. Roll for the whale.
No.
Come on, Lakshmi, you got it. You got it.
All right, everybody, blow on it.
Get that one.
Listen, not for nothing. If you roll something really good, we could win this battle. Right here.
We could win this,
if you roll
right?
a one.
Do it.
You need a one.
Do
you got it.
It.
You got it. You got five. It.
Stop making me roll at pivotal moments.
What did you roll?
What did you roll?
I rolled a six.
No!
Oh, shit. We're going to the next table.
We're going to the next table. Of course. I mean, narratively, this makes perfect sense, right? We're in sync. It's like, yeah, let's fucking go.
Everything's going right. And now we have to go to the long...
We're leveling up.
The long dark night of the soul.
This is a good thing.
Oh my God, it's phase two.
You all are cheering on deck. Bjorn's going nuts. The captain is sweating and smiling and, like, hugging all of you in joy.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it, Captain.
And then you hear...
How dare you strike me? I am the king of this ocean, and I will make you all suffer for what you've done.
Ah, shit.
All of you instantly feel an intense feeling of dread in your hearts, as if someone has grabbed your insides and is trying to pull them out. This turn, no harpoons can hit the whale.
Ah!
Shit.
Okay, then we take the turn to repair.
Yeah, you've repaired twice already, right?
Yeah,
so we've got 5 more supplies, so we can either do 1 claimed or 1 wrecked.
Gotcha.
I mean, we're further along on claimed.
What do you want to do?
This is going to sound harsh. If we get to the end of claimed, only one of us dies. If we get to the end of wrecked, everyone dies.
Right.
It's just the numbers game.
It's the stakes of hell.
Economy.
I mean, I think that's like Matthias' thinking.
Yeah.
So I think Matthias is going to grab...
I mean, you're the one who got the supplies, so I think you get to make the call.
I'm going to grab the last 5 things, and I'm going to do 1 more repair on our seaworthiness track to bring us down to WRE.
Damn.
Leaving us still at claim 5 of 7 for the claims track.
Cool. You repair the ship, and as you do, the whale mutters in all of your ears,
I see you for what you truly are. God has made no mistake. You belong here with me.
And you belong in our stomachs pretty soon.
Damn. Wow. Yeah.
Great.
Petey also believes the whale, and can he quickly do a weak move to judge your worth by your value to others and just generally feel like he hasn't done enough this battle.
Take your soul.
Thank you. Now no one get mad when I roll really bad.
Great. And Petey, roll for me.
Okay. I assume 1 is still best option?
Yeah. 1 is great.
What is like a 6 get up?
No! Wow! It gets us to the final fucking table,
wow.
Abigail.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
The final no, table I love of this. The whale.
I was so
much
ready.
Damage.
I was so ready.
Phase 2.
I was so ready to say, Petey, it's not your fault in order to get a token. But
so
let me be very
ready.
Clear.
It's Petey's fault.
Abigail, it is your fault.
Yes. Petey, I think, believes so wholeheartedly that the whale is correct, that he is guilty, that he belongs here in hell, and for a while, for a moment, truly is like, even if we can kill and eat this whale, I will not be saved. And that pure sense of dread and guilt and doubt plunges us into the next table.
Petey, everything goes black for a moment as the whale utters these words, and it's just you in darkness, face to face with this whale. And you see the world of hell through its eyes. You see the sins of everyone that is around you. You see your sins so clearly. And the whale smiles and says, I know what you want. I know what you're fighting for. What is it that Petey wants so badly to see in heaven?
Ugh. Petey, at this point, just desperately wants the validation that all of this work and all of the things he has learned and the guilt, that the blame that he has accepted, that it's been worth it. All he desperately wants is for God, an angel, some being to take his hand and say, yes, you have improved yourself, you have learned, and it was worth it.
You want forgiveness?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you so desperately want in heaven. The whale smiles and looks at you and says,
you will never be forgiven,
as you snap back into the moment of this whale now like raging in demonic like energy. Like there's like a crackling like sound of electricity around it. You can fully see where it is in the water as it's now gotten a bit swifter, and it's moving with this dynamic, like aerodynamic kind of, like it's just like the water's like parting. It's not like it's swimming anymore. It's just, like the water is like moving out of its way, because even the waters now fear this whale.
It's fucked.
That is
it's
dope.
Fucked, dude. It's fucked.
That's cool.
And as it gets closer, you just hear all of the souls that have lost its life kind of echoing behind it. You can't hit it this round. Is there anything you want to do before it strikes?
Damn.
I mean, what can we do? We've repaired all of our stuff.
Yeah.
I am going to...
You have 12 harpoons left, by the way.
But we won't be able to hit it? Like, it's like definitely below it right the, now. The waves
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, it's just like it's moving too fast for you to truly be able to hit it right now, because it's...
Shannon.
Yeah.
Do we have cannons?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I stuff several harpoons into a cannon?
You want to make a mega harpoon.
I want to see if in one shot I could do... Let's say I know... You can trust me. I'm a cannon scientist, right? I know all this stuff. We're going to say...
Lakshmi in her
generous,
previous life was a cannon scientist.
Was a cannon scientist.
For sure. For sure, for sure.
We all know the diameter of a cannon and the diameter of a harpoon. And yes. I'm pretty sure I can fit at least 4 harpoons in there.
Yes.
Pretty snugly. You know?
I mean, if you're gonna, you might as well do 5. Why would you do 4?
For drama, Brian.
For drama, 5. I'll spend a soul for 5. I'll spend 2 souls.
I'll spend 2 souls.
There's no way Shannon's gonna let us do this without burning so much fucking shit.
If you use all of your souls collectively.
What?
I will let you shoot this 5 harpoon cannon. I'll let you put any amount of harpoons in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
10 harpoons.
The rules of this round say that the harpoons splinter against its furious movements.
Sure.
I will let it take damage. I won't tell you how much if you hit. But if you hit, it will take damage.
This isn't worth it.
You have to use all your souls.
But like, how many are you picturing? Like, ballpark number.
How many souls do you have collectively? How many souls do you have?
No, but you tell us first.
Yeah, right. You set the price.
You tell me what the DC is, and then I'll tell you if I have the money.
Have to burn 12 souls collectively.
12.
One for each harpoon you have.
12 souls.
Well, I have 6.
I think we just gotta roll the dice. And see what comes. Because I think if we survive another round,
like the
whatever the whale has to hit us with has to take us down.
True.
And our next round, if we all throw harpoons. Here's the worst thing that could probably happen is if we're at claim of claimed. If that goes all the way, then we lose one person. Now we only have 4 people that can throw 4 harpoons.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're still at, like, I think we're far enough away from wrecked that we can roll the dice.
How many are we're at RE?
We're at WRE.
Oh, we lost the scene. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've seen at most it's not in phase 3, it's taken 2. It does 2 damage.
So even if it dealt 3 to the seaworthiness, we wouldn't be fully done.
No, when it spells it out is when it happens, right?
Yeah.
I think
we gotta save ourselves.
You know what I think?
Yeah.
I think the dice have no memory, okay? I said it before and I'll say it again. We've been rolling bad, but that doesn't mean we're always gonna be rolling bad. In fact, it's always the same chance.
Doesn't mean we're gonna be rolling.
I was kind of thinking this as like, can I spend this round? Because we're talking about like preparing. It's like, can I spend this round to prepare knowing that it won't actually work this round to like ensure like a mega hit next round?
I think we just load up on souls.
If you guys don't make a decision now, I'm going to start rolling for you.
I think we just roll for the next whale.
I think we got to hold and wait for the whale. I think we take our chances with the whale.
We hold and wait for whale.
Great.
Can I still make a harpoon cannon?
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
We'll talk about the stakes of that if you do it. Brian, I think it's your turn to roll for my whale.
Do it, Brian.
Guys,
you don't want a 6.
Listen.
Get a 6. Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way.
There's just no way.
I think
we rolled 3 sixes in a row.
You know, I think it's true. The dice have no memory. But also, I've been using a whole bunch of different dice. We've had a lot of fun here today. We've had a lot of dice. I gotta be honest, I'm pretty sure in all the dice that we've rolled, I've not seen a one, which means a one is due.
Brett, you literally just said the dice have no memory.
No, the dice don't have memory, but they do have a sense of they do have a sense of story and a sense of purpose.
Yes.
We're gonna get a six.
And I think the dice
chaos
want us to succeed.
Has memory.
Here. I'm gonna bet two souls that we roll a four.
It's gonna be a one. You ready?
It's not.
Every picture.
It's a fucking picture. One. I swear to God.
Wow.
I swear.
Vindication.
Yes. Matthias has never been more sure in his entire life that he does not deserve to be here.
Petey says that out loud.
Oh my God.
I'm taking a soul because the dice have reaffirmed my moral compass.
What?
You know what? Yeah. Do it.
God, I can't believe you actually
Brian, do it.
Wait, is one still totally good? What does one mean? I guess we are at a totally different table. What does one mean?
We complete claimed and you go overboard.
The whale just kind of throws his hands up like, whoa, you guys are real cool.
Whoa, you guys rolled a one. You just kill me.
What happens, Captain?
Yeah, kill me. Rolls on its belly.
The whale swims towards you. Laughing maniacally, souls cacophonying behind it. It looks you, Lakshmi, right in the eye, giving you an unnerving look, totally taking you out of it. What is the one thing Lakshmi wants the most from heaven?
Oh, from heaven? Freedom?
The whale says to you, you will never know freedom in this life. Lakshmi, the whale is mind controlling you right now.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Yeah.
One's not good. You said one was good.
One's not good.
One's not good.
Wait.
They never said one was good on this table. We were going off of it. We're going off of two old
information. Okay, what does one mean? What does one mean?
The whale's evil bloodshot eye unnerves you, obliterating your confidence, inability to strike the whale for a round.
But only Lakshmi.
It's a physical knot, everyone. It's a physical knot. You have to.
God damn it.
Use one soul to get rid of this mind control.
Uh huh.
Oh, only one. Okay.
It's only one soul.
So we can't, we're not going to be able to get it this round, but we're going to be getting close.
I will say if you spend multiple souls, you can try to make some strikes onto the whale.
What about my harpoon cannon that I prepped prior to being mind controlled?
Shenouk, the narrative consequences are incredible here. I have the harpoon cannon.
It's incredible.
It knew to take over me because I was a genius.
You have this genius harpoon cannon that's locked and loaded, but you're mind controlled at the moment. So Lakshmi doesn't have a turn. The rest of you do. What do you do?
I'm going to stand against evil and spend a token. And I see this like possession happening with Lakshmi because I see Lakshmi like has the shot with this harpoon cannon. Like the whale is right up on it and doesn't make the move. And I recognize like the eyes are, you know, not quite spiraling, but like pulsing and bathing the part of the ship that Lakshmi's in this like red glowing light. And I am going to run up to Lakshmi and just go, Lakshmi, snap out of it. And I'm going to throw my Hell Pearl Rosary around Lakshmi's neck as like a protective charm.
Oh, yeah.
Not to choke, but like adorning them with my Hell Pearl Rosary in order to phase them out of this.
Lakshmi screams this demonic, hellish scream as the rosary goes over their neck as it expels the whale out. Cool. Lakshmi, Matthias, those are your turns. Petey, what do you want to do?
Oh, Petey's throwing a harpoon for sure.
Okay, if you want to throw a harpoon and hit the whale,
yes,
you have to. I'll say you have to use up all your souls because this round, technically, you're not supposed to be able to strike it.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Okay. What if?
Yeah, finagle.
Yes.
Totally.
Thank you.
What? Give to me. Give.
Yes. Okay.
Trade me something.
What if I
spend 3 souls and you let me roll for it.
3 souls, I'll let you roll for it. If you fail...
Mm-hmm. I still lose the souls and we lose the harpoon. The souls.
That seems fair. Buttoned up.
You'll lose the souls, you'll lose 2 harpoons, and you'll get a mark on the claim track.
Not worth it. What? Don't do it.
That's
not worth
so
it.
Much.
Don't do it.
Oh,
we're
my
at the
God.
End of the game.
Four,
not worth it. Don't do it.
4 souls.
4 souls. Okay.
No claimed track. 1 harpoon.
4 souls. 1 harpoon. 1 on the claim track.
Honestly, the claim track isn't worth it.
All right. Well, give me the wreck track then.
Also, I think we want to stay away from any tracks. If we want to roll on a table, that's okay, because we're still within striking distance.
Fine. And if you succeed, you can hit the whale twice.
So if I lose, I lose 4 souls, 2 harpoons,
yes.
No tracks.
No. 4 souls, 1 harpoon, 1 track. You hit the whale twice.
If I
this
succeed.
Is a good deal. You're not supposed to be able to hit the whale at all this turn.
Wait, and if I succeed, I just hit the whale.
You hit the whale twice.
Yes. Oh, worth it. Okay.
This is so questionable.
What are your numbers? You 3 numbers. What are the 3 numbers here?
If I get a 4, 5, or 6, I succeed.
Cool.
I love all of these like devil's bargaining that we're doing.
Okay, so wait, sorry. I just want to be very clear.
Uh-huh.
So if Abby rolls a 4, 5, or 6,
yes,
we hit the whale twice.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter, so she is spending 4 souls in order to attempt this. 4 souls gone.
Mm.
4, 5, or 6, she hits the whale twice. We go up to 10 total harpoons in the whale.
Yes.
If correct. She hits a 1, 2, or 3, fails the roll, we burn 2 harpoons. 2 harpoons are gone. The 4 souls already spent, and we mark 1 on which track?
Claimed.
Claimed.
Okay.
Claimed.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
Great. All right. On your
all
head,
right.
Be it.
Right. Let's get high, baby.
What's that next?
That's a 1.
Petey, it's your fault.
Oh my God, Petey.
Abby.
Petey.
Tell me how Petey miserably fails this.
Petey fucks it real bad.
Petey just stabs himself.
Petey stabs himself.
Yeah, Petey is terrified because of this hellish vision of his heart, the low light reel of his life, and all of his greatest fears, and the just electric cacophony of this whale. And he's horrified. And in his panic, he tries to pick up 2 harpoons to throw them, but he doesn't have the dexterity to do such a thing. And so he just sort of trips over his own feet and both of the harpoons, and he falls flat on his face, and both harpoons don't even go flying. They roll off the side of the ship.
Oh, it's really pathetic and sad.
It's very sad.
That's pretty sad. That's a bummer.
Is it sad enough that maybe 1 harpoon doesn't roll?
No.
Is it sad enough? You plead with the
is
with
it
the
narratively
Hell
Game
sad
GM? Enough that I could just keep 1 of the harpoons?
No. No, the consequences are the consequences. You rolled. You lost the devil's gamble.
That's 1 on
whose
the
turn is it
track.
To roll next for the whale?
Lakshmi, I think it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll for it.
Okay, everybody.
Okay, so six ends the game.
Six
so
ends
don't
the game.
Roll a 6. And I think everything else is still bad.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, die. I rolled a 3. What fresh hell does a 3 give us? Oh my God, I rolled a 3! That's a third 3!
Oh my God, Lakshmi wins
190
souls!
I win the game, and I get a soul for that.
Yeah.
The whale, as it gets excised from Lakshmi, you see it begin to swim away, and the captain yells out, "It's trying to heal!" And you see the wounds around it start to close.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You
bitch!
The whale's trying to restore 3 health, but you can still attack it.
So it restores 3 health?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we all throw some harpoons, we're still gaining 2 on it.
I have a question. Do we have any resources left, or did we spend all of them?
You spent all the resources.
We didn't have like a weird like odd number where I got like 1 or 2.
Nah, we burned them all.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that I was like, wait, I could just spend a resource to be like, look, I made this thing. Mechanics. What if I spend several souls to shoot my 5-bundle harpoon cannon at this thing?
Okay.
With the power of friendship and God on my side.
Okay.
Lakshmi, this is hell. God and friendship don't exist.
There's no God. There could be friendship. I'll give you friendship.
I have hell pearls. Or,
to shoot this cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone burns all their souls.
Which is
guys, we got it. We got it. Just roll. We got to just play the game.
We got to just fucking play the game.
PD's harpooning. I think everyone's
harpooning.
We just doing 5 harpoonins.
Yeah, 5 harpoons.
Okay. In the form of. No, go
on. Yeah, okay, there we go. We do 5 harpoons in the form of the cannon.
Yeah, you can't deny us that. We can throw the cannon.
Yeah,
deny
totally.
Us
absolutely. You strike the whale, it wails out in pain. Whale wails out in pain. And it is at 10 marks. You did it in the form of a harpoon cannon. 3 more, and the whale's dead.
And we get no bonuses for that, except that we feel good.
Yeah, Brian, roll me the on the whale table.
All right. Okay.
Come on, Brian.
Is there anything good on this table?
No.
All right, so it doesn't matter. As long as
you
don't roll
a 6.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
Gotta blow out the 6s.
That's not how that works.
2.
Okay.
We haven't seen 2 yet. 2 could be good.
2.
Great.
The whale screams in agony and pain. It is, for the first time, scared. This whale is terrified. The captain gleefully looks, "We're almost there." As it turns to strike the ship, it jumps up into the air and slams the hull, like splitting the ship into 2.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
but because you're anchored to this other ship, the ship isn't sinking. It's kind of tied to the ship, but the ship has been split and takes 2 damage to its seaworthiness.
Oh, that just takes us to wreck. We're okay, baby.
Okay, 2 damage. All right. I was worried that table 3 was going to be like, it does 3 damage. That's what a lot of my worry was.
The whale has slammed your ship and is now trying to swim away. What do you do?
Harpoon cannon.
The captain says, strike it now with the harpoon cannon.
We load that harpoon cannon.
We load the harpoon cannon up.
I think there's a moment for Matthias that recognizing that, like, this is happening. I think it before now, this was like a thing that he kept saying was going to happen. He was going to get to heaven. But there was always a part of him that was like, there's no way this will actually happen. Like, the hell whale is a mythical beast. It is the mountain that Sisyphus can never fully climb. But we are here in this moment. The whale slams into our ship, and as it slams into our ship, it is right fucking there. Yes, it may have hurt us for a ton, but it put us directly against it. And we chuck some harpoons into that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot the harpoon cannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We...
Oh, yeah.
Fire a harpoon cannon loaded with 5 harpoons, and
there's like a tether attached to it, though it pierces this whale completely and then like expands and like retracts, and like the whale, as it strikes the whale and pierces its skin, you hear the saddest cry for the first time, like an actual whale sound.
Oh.
Like a whale dying. And then the captain looks over to you, Matthias, and says, that's why you trust me as the captain. And you guys start pulling the whale back in. As you have successfully killed the fucking hell whale.
Yeah!
Cook that
with
baby
a lot of negotiating.
Shit.
Oh my god, let's cook this thing. Let's add, you know what, Bjorn, add whatever devil's grass you want to it.
Hey, remember those fucking
Bjorn's taking
spices?
Out the spices. Yeah,
remember the like, spice.
Bjorn's taking out the special spices. Yeah. Oh my god!
Use the fancy spices, Bjorn.
Bjorn's getting all the fancy spices ready. You Was pull the hell will always? In.
No.
Does Bjorn have a recipe for hell will, or is he just riffing?
He's riffing. No That's one fine. Knows the recipe for hell will. He's just riffing. Yeah. You all Freestyle. Pull the hell will in. Your ship is kind of tanked, but you're on this like kind of wrecked, disgusting arc of like a bone ship. The hell whale has been slain.
Ah!
Y'all are standing around this little giant stew pot as you've kind of like carved the flesh off this whale. You begin to harvest the blackened meat off this leviathan. Bjorn starts to put it into the stew pot, and the captain sits there and looks at the four of you and is like, I did not think you four would be able to do this.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah?
How do you eat a hell whale?
One bite at a time.
The captain looks and smiles at you and like pats you on the shoulder and is like, I'm sorry, I was such a dick. I was very stressed.
Captain, all's forgiven.
Let's eat.
Let's eat.
As you cook this whale, you guys can craft one final scene with your fellow crewmates as you prepare to taste salvation.
Do we have a dinner, like rolls, like? Like, do we set the table?
Yeah.
I think like for this, we certainly do.
Yeah. Captain's there used to be like a really cool dining table. Let's go bring it up and stuff. You guys move like this.
Right.
It's like a beautiful, like grand ballroom style table. Like everyone has like their own seats. And
we're sitting on seats, but like we're ankle deep in water because the boat is like half destroyed. Yeah. But it's like, but at this point, who the hell cares?
Right. You're about to go taste salvation. And like the captain, like kind of gestures to you, Matthias, to sit in the like the captain's like chair, like position, as like a gesture of like good faith of like, thank you for trusting me. You all sit down and Petey's putting down the forks and knives. Like, Matthias, you put the plates down. Lakshmi, you're stealing some of the silverware. And Bjorn comes around with like a ladle full of this stew, this hell whale stew, and puts it into your bowls. It looks disgusting, even with all the spices and what Bjorn tried to do. And Bjorn's a very good cook. It smells gross. As you do this, yeah, what are you all saying to each other? What is the last things you kind of say to each other or think about, or what's going through each of your minds before you consume this?
Lakshmi, tell me if you're cool with this, but I think that as a show of friendship and camaraderie, and like we've done it and we're going to be saved, you let Petey have his tie back so that he can wear it to dinner.
Oh. Yes. I think Lakshmi... I do really like that. Lakshmi's gonna... I was gonna say that maybe Lakshmi asks for one more thing from everybody, but I like the idea of Lakshmi instead gives things back to each
you
of you.
You can take something else, but I think just the gesture of getting dressed up for dinner, like in quotes.
Yeah. For sure. Lakshmi goes like, Edie, here you go.
Oh, man.
This is for you. I want you to have it, you know?
Petey's just crying and is...
It looks good on you, buddy. I kind of tighten it a little bit.
The place that we have the dining room is, like, if you look to the left, you can see normal ship. And if you look to the right, there's just a gaping hole where the hell whale blasted through. So we can essentially, we've created an open air vista kind of thing. Or the hell whale did. And I'm just holding a spoonful of this stew, this hell whale stew, and like the stench of it hitting my nose. And I'm like getting close to gagging. And I'm just looking out at where a horizon might be, hoping for that sun to appear over the edge of it.
Hell yeah.
And I take a bite.
Yeah. Dig in.
Bjorn and the captain start putting down this
disgusting hell whale stew. The sinew and fat is slick as it slides down your gullet. Blood congealed with cauldron water sticking in your throat like molasses as it slips into your stomach. The squeamish heat from the bowl scalds the skin of your hands, radiating from the thick pottage of meat and sludge. As you eat, as those around you eat, you barely notice as the Stygian sea around you starts to shift. Focusing on the meal before you, you seem to no longer feel the violent trashing of the waves against the hull of your ship. It fades into the background. Serenity passes over you. As you scrape the final dregs of filth from your bowl, you realize what you felt was not an illusion. You look up and the Stygian Sea has grown calm. The waters have become placid and still. The raging storm has abated and the surface of the endless abyss has become like a sheet of glass. The rain of blood has quieted, storm clouds departing, and you can see for the first time the horizons of Hell's Rocky Mountains. For the first time since you arrived in Hell, you feel good. What could it mean? As you reflect on this question and your newfound discovery, something shifts beneath the waves. Somewhere deep, the creaking of a rusted gate swings open. Bubbles ripple and break the stilled water as shadows dance in the brink. Across the sea, you witness new shapes take form. Fins and claws and scales. Hell beasts unlike the ones you had discovered in your travels so far. With the apex predator dead, creatures of every form stream from their crevices and burrows in the endless abyss, laughing in their newly granted freedom. Squids formed of spiked lashes, quillfish with human voices, all manner of cowardly and wretched things begin to boil at the surface of the Stygian Sea, where once the waves trashed with the incessant rage of the great Leviathan, now the water churns with the flustered activity of a million tails. A million fins sound the applause of your great and mighty deed. You realize too late. The stories of the Hell Whale were true. These were ancient myths and legends, after all, and the rumors of their inception, dating back to the earliest days of Hell's existence, are now painfully true. To slay the Hell Whale and devour its corpse would be a salvation. To eliminate the greatest predator would mean freedom to all those under its domain. Human souls were never meant to build rafts and ships from Hell's flotsam. They were never meant to strike out against these creatures with scraps of metal and wood. These promises were meant for the demons, subtle whispers amongst the lowest creatures of Lucifer's kindred as they jockeyed and fought each other for power and domain. And now their legends have been made true by your hand, by your works. Skies darken with the buzz of a million new wings. A million new claws take to the shores over the horizons you newly witnessed. All around you, a new era of Hell plunges itself deep and greedily upon the landscape, bellowing the renewed promise of a million unfelt pains. From the deck of your ship, you watch. The bowl is empty in your hands, but it has never felt heavier. And that's it for our game of Hell Whalers, folks.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It was all a lie.
It was all a dream.
Oh.
It was all a dream.
Salvation is not for us to attain.
Yeah.
Wow. You are where you all belong.
Shit.
Thank you for joining us on this season of My First Dungeon. And remember, if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, my
Even
God.
Even in hell. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye.
Goodbye. See you in hell.
Man.
See you in hell.
See you in hell.
This season of My First Dungeon is sponsored by +1 EXP. Grab your own copy of Hellwailers at +1exp.com and use the promo code MFD10 for 10% off your entire order. This episode features the voice talents of Chenuk Tissera, Abby Hepworth, Brian Flaherty, and Vidithya Valetti. This episode was produced by Elliot Davis. Editing by Brian Flaherty. Sound design by Jay Stroutman. My First Dungeon is a Many-Sided Media production.
You like us. You really like us. At least, I assume that you do, as you've listened to every minute of this episode. And yet you haven't already left us a 5-star review? Ugh. Well, what are you waiting for? Get over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave that review now. It's always wonderful to hear words from our adoring fans. Getting more ratings helps people find the show and love it as well. And we love to hear your nice words. So head over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave us that 5-star review. Ta-ta!